7699 Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
You're about to listen to a pre-recorded show of Your Defending Fathers. Your Defending Fathers can be heard live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, June 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages. I hate Steve Gerber's news. I hate all the news. There is not a good news source in the state of Michigan that speaks the truth. I got 17 text messages during the break. Did Dr. Sherry not make it on the primary ballot? William Hamilton in Lapeer, did Dr. Sherry not make it on the ballot? Yes, she made it on the ballot. She was the first one to turn in 27,582 signatures out of the 30,000 max you could turn in. 15,000 had to be valid. She was not challenged. Mike Rogers, Justin Amash, Sandy Pensler, and Elisa Slotkin, the three Republicans challenging Dr. Sherry, as well as the Democrat Elisa Slotkin, their signatures were challenged. They found fraud and duplication in errors in all of their signatures. But because they all turned in 30,000 except for Justin Amash and Sandy Pensler, they turned in like 25,000. The amount of fraud and errors was not enough to get them below the 15,000 required signature level. So they're on the ballot. That's what the news story was about. The challenge signatures. But Sherry's weren't even challenged. Nobody, because she turned them in so early, March 25th, and the fact that there was so many of them, well beyond 15,000, the initial review of her signatures found that her signatures were 90 to 95% good. She had between a 5 and 10% projected failure rate. Well, if you remove, let's go all the way to the max, let's say 10% of her 27,582, they would have tossed out 2,758. You take that number off of the 27,000, she's still way above 15,000 signatures minimum required, so they didn't even consider it. She is on the ballot. I hate the way they do their news. Officer Rick. So why doesn't the news report Doc Sherry? Because she wasn't in the headlines. She wasn't being challenged. It's the way they do this. Phyllis downstate in Dexter, why isn't your news lady saying Doc Sherry is approved for the ballot? Again, not my news lady. She is paid for, her salary is paid for by Steve Gruber. So we're definitely going to need to get that information out there because the media isn't going to do it. Now, the MERS news story, recapping what happened Friday afternoon, Josh Saul, candidate for Michigan's 1st U.S. House District, not the 1st State House District, was the sole state-level candidate that Board of Canvassers approved for the ballot, despite the Bureau of Elections staff recommendations to remove him from the August primary over technical problems with his petition. Saul wrote on his headers that he was a candidate for the House of Representatives in the 1st District, not specifying whether he was running for the U.S. House or the Michigan House. He argued that since there is no state House district that even ends with a 1 within the boundaries of Michigan's 1st congressional district, then any reasonable person would understand he was running to represent them in D.C., not Lansing. His petition was tabled around 12 noon in a board state of canvassers hearing and was brought back up after 4 p.m. That's when the Board of Elections was able to review the challenges by Mary Orth, Jack Bergman's staff person, who challenged the 273 signatures that were previously not even investigated or looked at since the staff made the recommendation to render his petitions insufficient based on the header issue. Well, the Board of Elections accepted 101 of Josh Saul's challenges, rejected 171, leaving him with 1,055 valid signatures. The board then rejected the original staff recommendation to disqualify him from the ballot. Candidates who weren't able to defeat a staff recommendation rendering their nominating petitions insufficient included U.S. Senate candidate Nasir Baydoun, who used a P.O. box instead of a street address in parts of his petitions. Those running for the U.S. House who won't be making it on the ballot include J.D. Wilson, who created his own forms instead of using the ones provided by the Bureau of Elections, and used the wrong font. Hassan Nehmi, his brother, dated the signatures he collected incorrectly, so he was booted off. Stephen Elliott, Ryan Foster, and Nikki Snyder all had turned in too few signatures being approved by the Bureau of Elections. Another one, Rhonda Powell, whose supplemental filing was not received by the Bureau of Elections, means she came up short of signatures required. Another person who was tabled like Josh Saul was Anil Kumar, but ultimately the board approved the staff recommendation denying him a spot on the ballot. Court of Appeals judge candidate Lisa Nielsen was also tabled, was brought back up. They'll be hearing her arguments today. And then finally, the news story that you just heard at the bottom of the hour, nominating petitions were approved for Dr. Bob Lorenzer. He's running for the 1st District as a Democrat, 1st District, U.S. Congressional District, I should say. Curtis Hertel, who's running for Congress, that's who Nikki Snyder was going after. Mike Rogers, Justin Amash, Sandy Pensler, and Elisa Slotkin were also approved and will be on the ballot. Again, they turned in so many, even with fraud and mistakes, they still far exceeded the 15,000 minimum number to be on the ballot. That's the story. But Dr. Sherry, her signatures weren't even challenged. So she's on the ballot, and she's going to be talking about it with us on Friday. Because it's very interesting. Very interesting. That Mike Rogers and Elise Slotkin refuse to debate not only their primary challengers, but each other at this point. Now, a lot of people say, well, Randy, you wouldn't debate a Republican and a Democrat until after the August 6th primary. That's correct. But in Mackinac Island last week, the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce was going to have a debate with all the candidates on the stage at the same time. Mike Rogers, Elise Slotkin, refused to participate. So as a result, they canceled the debate on Mackinac Island. So Dr. Sherry, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash didn't even get the opportunity to be on stage in front of the media, calling out Rogers for not showing up. Why would a front runner with Donald Trump's endorsement not be willing to debate the other candidates? Well, very simple answer. The only thing a debate could do would be to hurt him. So Rogers, I believe, is in Florida. I don't even believe he's in Michigan. And he's going to basically ride this one out. Now, there is an opportunity to come and see Mike Rogers, to be able to talk with him, be able to hear what he has to say in northern Michigan coming up very, very soon. Why? Because Mike Rogers has agreed to be the keynote speaker for the Charlevoix County Republicans Lincoln Day dinner. They're willing to extend the RSVPs if you'd like to come. It's going to be June 13th, the same day the Wood TV debate was supposed to be held. But instead of participating in the debate on Wood TV, which is something that's been going on for 22 years, Mike Rogers is going to be in northern Michigan at the Charlevoix County Republicans Lincoln Day dinner. It's going to start Thursday, June 13th. Cocktail hour would be 6 o'clock, followed by a dinner at 7 and speakers. The attire is semi-formal. They have sponsorships available if you'd like an entire table. Tickets are limited because it's a small, small venue. $100 for an individual. So you need to get the information to be able to get your ticket. I'm going to have Oscar Barden on in the hour, let's see, third hour today. Yeah, she'll be on with us 11:30 to noon. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Let's see, I got a couple of text messages. Let's see. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Michigan Talk News fails by every measure in the most basic of journalistic standards. Gruber would do well to pay more attention to know the reporting of the news that they do. Pathetic. You know, Steve has got so many irons going in the fire. He does his show every morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then he lays down and takes an hour or two nap. Then he goes on, I believe, TV. He does a cable blog type TV show. I think that starts at 1 o'clock, I believe, and he's on until 3, 4. I'm not sure, but he's got a big staff. He's got a lot of overhead and he's got a lot of things going. I don't think he has time to actually monitor what they talk about, what they say on the news reports. But even MERS News Service did not have the mention of the fact that Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was not challenged. Her signatures weren't challenged. Even they left that information out of their news reporting. So we'll see. One of the things that we absolutely, absolutely need to discuss is the news, is the media, and how they're trying to steer this primary election. You see, one thing you have to understand, Mike Rogers is no different than Elisa Slotkin. Two peas in the same pot. Rogers, FBI, Slotkin, CIA. Both of them receive money from special interests. Special interests, lobbyists, all kinds of Washington swamp creature organizations. Elisa Slotkin got additional funding from Hollywood. That's why they do not want in any way, shape, or form to debate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I believe Justin Amash was a splitter strategy, rhino establishment candidate to basically pull votes away from Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Sandy Pensler is just a rich millionaire guy that is in it for the fun. His ego gets stroked every time he runs a commercial on TV. He's got a pack that's attacking Rogers. So that's a good thing for getting the truth out, speaking the truth. You see, one thing you have to understand is the fact that these people do not want this to be a two-man race on the Republican side. They don't want Rogers against Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Again, that's why Justin Amash is in there. That's why Sandy Pensler's in there. Besides his ego, he thinks that this needs to be a way to get Rogers out of the race by attacking him. He's not in it necessarily to win it, but he's actually helping Dr. Sherry O'Donnell by raising Mike Rogers' unfavorable ratings. So that factors into this as well. Now, in the first U.S. congressional district race, well, now we have a choice. Josh Stahl is going to be on the ballot. And if there's ever a time where we use the mantra, throw the bums out, would pertain to this race. If you're not happy with Bergman in any way, shape, or form, you now have a choice by voting for Josh Stahl. I talked to a Democrat over the weekend on Saturday when I was out putting up signs for Vicky's county clerk race here in Antrim County. Prime location on M66, beautiful yard, a lot of frontage, could put the sign off in the corner so it's not right in front of their driveway or their home for them to have to look at. Knocked on the door, started talking to the wife, very receptive to her messaging. Well, hold on, before I let you put a sign up, I need you to talk to my husband. He came outside, shut the door, stepped out on the back porch, and immediately said, "We're Democrats. How dare you try to get a Republican sign in my yard?" Asked him a very simple question. Do you believe dead people should be voting in Antrim County? People who no longer live in our county, should they be allowed to vote? Oh, that doesn't happen. It did happen. November 2020 election, Antrim County had 125% of its adult population voted in the presidential election. I don't believe those numbers. I can send you the forensic audit that proves it. No, you can't do that. I don't believe you. You see, when you offer them the evidence, they don't want to see the evidence. It's exactly what happened with all these judges in every single election integrity case. They don't want to see the evidence. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a